This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, we're halfway home on a Thursday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan, home of your San Diego Padres, mired in a five-game losing skid. Worst offensive performance since 1969. Excuse me, in a five-game set. It's not great. Not great. Can't alibi it at all. I'm going to start incorporating alibi into my daily vernacular.
Like yeah, of course.
Like our skipper Mike Schilt. I like when he says it. I'm not going to alibi it.
How fantastic is that?
It's great. Really enjoyed watching
this. I love that.
I've enjoyed watching the squad the last 5 nights. It's been very, very fun.
No.
I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, executive producer. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor.
Since you seem to enjoy Padres doom porn, I saw this one as well. From Optostats, the 2025 Padres are the second team in MLB history to have a five-game stretch where they score three or fewer runs, allow 30 or more runs, allow 10 or more home runs, and commit five or more errors.
Hell yeah.
The only other team that
on all cylinders.
Yes. The only other team that ever did that, the 1969 Padres, who did it, not your stretch. This was actually
a different stretch.
This was a different stretch. This was their first five losses in franchise history.
Hell yeah.
From April 11th through 16th, 1969, they played an abysmal five games of baseball.
To start their...
Well, actually, they won their first three. They swept the Astros in their very first series
feeling
in franchise
good.
History.
This is crazy.
This is amazing.
What took so long?
Is the game this easy?
This easy?
And then they went and played five horrifically bad games right after that. Not to be matched for another 66 years until the 2025 Padres matched them with a equally horrible run of baseball.
Many say that they, after winning those three games, they just took their foot off the gas, you know, figuring, hey, the game actually is this easy.
We're just going to win the World Series every year. Franchise history. I mean, we may never lose a game, honestly.
Pretty cool.
And
pretty,
then reality hit them squarely in the face.
I hate games like last night. I hate it. I really do. I hated watching Manny kick those balls around. I hated it. I thought, you know, I was pretty steamed last night over that game. You know, look, losing is just such a part of 162. It is. But losing like that, especially after you'd lost the night before, shut out, one run, just zero fire at all. You know, again, I'm not accusing them of not caring. I know they want to win. I know they do. But man, it does not look good. It doesn't present very well when you see that last night. And it just snowballed. It snowballed. It sucks. They stink. Right now, they got to figure it out. And today, again, on paper, should be a way to break out of this thing. But man, that's burned us so many times before. Again, today's starter is Bowden or Bowden Francis. I'm going to go with Bowden. Bowden Francis. 0-4 with an 8.10 ERA across 23 and a third innings, his last five starts. Guys, I mean, we put it on a tee for you. I don't know what to tell you. He's not good. You're good. Somewhere deep inside of you guys are good baseball players. We've seen it. Show us today. Go out, get a win, get on a plane, go to Atlanta, and settle in for another tough
series. That's a good point. Well, we're not projecting that they could be good. Like, hey, we see somewhere in there might be a good baseball player someday.
If everything breaks right, you're superstars.
Most of them have been really good for a really long period of time. Much, much, much longer than they've sucked the last 5 years.
There are plenty of other teams that have, you know, a couple of bright spots or
Angels.
Help on the way. And you're like, you can be cautiously optimistic, but
we did that. We've done that before.
Crispy says we're going to lose 9-8. Let me ask you:
would you take it? If I see 8 runs today, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Would that do more benefit for the team? I mean, I certainly.
My answer is: I think is yes.
I certainly do not want to see a hard-fought 1-0 loss. I'll tell you that.
Benny,
what about a 1-0 win? I guess I'd rather have a 1-0 win than a 9-8 loss.
Always a win over a loss, no matter what.
But I'm as close to 9-8 loss against a 1-0 win as I've ever been.
I know.
Like, I know.
It's as close as it's ever been.
I might rather see 8 runs in a loss than 1 run in a win.
It's so weird how...
If they get shut out, I'm not coming in. I'll tell you right now. You fire me, do whatever you want. I'm not coming in tomorrow.
I'm starting vacation early. It's so funny and just weird how your emotions and your mindset completely changed, like, in the moment versus, you know, sleeping on it, waking up this morning, because, like, yeah, I was pissed last night.
Me
and
too.
I still am pissed, but I think what got me yesterday, honestly, one of the things that got me was listening to the broadcast on TV, and Mudd said something along the lines of, not a direct quote, but something along the lines of, hey, you know, Jesse, at the end of the day, a 14-0 loss is the same as a 1-0 loss. A loss is a loss is a loss. Something like that. And then you said the same thing today, Woods, when I got in, and it didn't bother me as much. Because, you know, technically, yeah, it's right.
Yeah,
but
last
in the moment,
night,
when Mudd said that, you know what I said out loud? I go, yeah, Mudd, this is exactly the same as a 1-0 loss. Are you kidding me?
I know.
Like, didn't feel that way. Not even a little bit.
Yeah, Manny said it too. He's like, you know, you're not scoring. It's an effing, he's like, it's an effing loss. It's 1-0, 14-0. You know, you can't beat yourself up over it. You just got to come back and try to win tomorrow. And absolutely, that's exactly how those guys got to live. Manny cannot think 1 second about the errors he made yesterday. And he probably won't. You know, I don't think he thought about them. He didn't look like he thought about them when he made them, you know? So it just.
Fair point.
Yeah, well, his quote was 1-0, 14-0. It's a loss. A loss is a loss. It still hurts as much, and you don't want to be on that side.
Yeah. Yeah. Just want to come out today and beat up on Bowden Francis. But I'm telling you, man, if you get out there in the first inning, who's leading off today? Tatis again?
Tatis
comes up, hits a single. Arraez hits a single. Manny comes up, hits into a double play. And who's in the four today? Merrill?
Merrill
strikes out in the first. I mean, dude, it's so imperative that
that happens. If that happens, I'm turning the game off. I just won't watch. I will try to switch up the vibes.
Go for a long. I may go to the bottle. Well, what time is the game? 10? I may hit the bottle by 10:15. I'm going to go bloop, 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 bloop. Babe, can you pick up the kids from school today? I can't.
Cheers, mate.
I'm unavailable. Man, Mitchell says they don't hate losing enough. We don't know that.
I don't think
you can't.
I think it's irresponsible.
We met Jackson Merrill. That dude probably didn't sleep a wink.
This is Jackson Merrill.
He is dying right now. But yeah, Janine, they couldn't get a sack fly in the first. 100% foul out. You know, it's just like,
yeah, Manning had a chance after the balk to bring home a run. Say, just like the day before, double by Arraez, chance to bring in a run, two chances. It was strikeout on Tuesday, and it was pop out, strikeout yesterday. And then, of course, Manny doubles in his next at bat, went the other way, looked like a good swing.
Smoked it.
Got it just over jumping Springer's head. Couldn't bring him home. It's just been the story.
This is deep right here from Civil Luthi in the chat. It says, accusing them of not caring is exactly why I developed the habit of throwing my helmet and bat as a kid. It was the only way I could show that I cared when I failed, so I wasn't accused of not caring.
Interesting.
That's pretty deep stuff right there.
But no one wants the guy who throws his helmet every time he strikes out.
Exactly. Katie says they hate it too. Losing is not fun. You're right. It's not. And I know they're dying inside. Trust me. Nobody wants to score a run more than the San Diego Padres.
The reality is likely that they're struggling not because they don't care enough, but because they care too much and are putting extra pressure. I mean, Mike Schilt finally acknowledged.
He did, finally.
We didn't play the audio of him actually acknowledging that his team was pressing a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, he finally, okay, they're pressing. What does pressing mean?
Pressing means
trying too hard, not trying enough.
We've done this so many times. You know, again, I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore. If they're pressing, if they're not pressing, find a way to score a run. Find a way to score a run. Press, don't press, look like you
care.
Whatever it takes. Find a way to score a run.
Rod says, can we get a bunt down to advance some runners? They've had runners. They have 32 runners in scoring position or more. And they've had them there.
Yeah.
They just haven't brought them home.
Yeah, there's opportunity for success here. They're not getting on. They're getting on. They're just not getting
on. They can get on more, would help.
Sure.
But, you know, it's ultimately it's the coming through in the clutch situations that have failed them the last 5 days.
Yep. No doubt. So hopefully it turns around today. It's our only strategy is hope. You know, hoping that they can find out a way to solve world beater Bowden Francis today. He of the 8-10 ERA in his last five. Sammy Levitt is in the house looking very sharp. My friend, how are you? All right, hang on.
Do you want to take a little time out so we can set up Sammy, and then we'll come back, talk to Sammy, and play really quick?
Oh, you want to do that?
Yeah, let's do
all
that.
Right. All right,
Sammy's going to get set up with his camera. We'll talk to Sam Levitt on a Thursday as he gets ready for an early pregame show, and then we will play Real or Fake, which means if you want to get on now, it's probably a little early, but I won't stop you. 833-288-0973. Chance to qualify for the trip to Las Vegas. It is all coming up next. We got traffic coming up with Kelly and then Sam Levitt here on 97.3 The Fan. First, though, I'm going to tell you about SDFatLoss.com. Please, before summer's over, you can still start the program now and be complete with your weight loss journey. By the time July really gets hot and warm, you can enjoy August, September, into October, San Diego's really best, warmest weather, feeling like a new you by losing up to a pound of fat per day and 10 to 20% of your body weight in just 60 days. That's how it worked for me. I did it two summers ago, started right around May this time of year, and I lost 40 pounds in 60 days. Ello Scraby lost 77 pounds combined. John down the hall lost a ton of weight. So many tier ones share their stories about their weight loss. It is working. It's working for people all around town, and it's easy to follow. Just listen to your counselor. They'll explain it when you set up your free consultation at sdfatloss.com, but they'll tell you no injections or drugs. No exercise and no prepackaged meals. You are not eating bars. You're eating regular food like steak and chicken and fish, stuff you can get at the grocery store. Make yourself very simply. Lose the weight and then keep it off, as I have done for 2 years. It works. Please sign up now. Take advantage of the May special. $200 off the program at sdfatloss.com. That's sdfatloss.com. Results may vary.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
We're talking about, well, I asked Ben, I said, if the Padres lose today, will you let me spank you with a belt? I don't know why.
Sure, why not?
I think he's kind of into it, as we've learned over the years.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, as long as you tie me to the bed first, no problem.
Can you put out a cigarette button on me as well?
Can you wear high heels and grind them into my chest?
Hot candle wax, maybe.
He goes, yeah, just like that. He goes, yeah, sure. I was like, whoa, that was just joking.
Ooh, yeah, that'd be great, actually.
We were talking about, me and Sammy started talking about, I've got this little comb. I scare my kids with it. I run around, like, try to pop them with this little comb, and they laugh, but they're running around like screaming. Sammy goes, oh man, I remember summer camp. It was the towel pop. And I said to Sammy, there's nothing worse.
Oh yeah, I than hate
a,
that. Yeah.
The surprise, you don't know it's coming, yeah. And somebody comes up behind you and gives you the whoosh. I mean, it hurts like a stab.
There was that, and there was also
that's like summer, assault.
Yeah, yeah. There was also the five finger.
It's what's
summer
the
camp.
Five finger?
Just, you know,
five finger slap.
Yeah, and by the way, I should specify this was just campers to other campers. We were right. Like 10, and it was funny.
Yeah,
but you know, open hand, and just like straight on the back,
and you would see,
and you would create the mark. Yeah,
that whole slap.
Find the kid with the sunburn.
Space slap there. Competition now.
Yes, there was a lot going gnarly. On at Snake Boy Camp,
bro. That towel. I won't even do it to my kids because it hurts too bad. If you get them too good, like you can damage them.
Real or fake coming up in a couple of minutes. 833-288-0973. We got Sammy Levitt here, who's preparing for an early Padres EcoWater SoCal pregame show at 9:07, so less than an hour away. I can't imagine you've had a lot of fun the last 5 days, Sam.
No. Yeah, it's been rough, you guys, to find ways to discuss it, and there just hasn't been much to discuss other than to look at the numbers with runners in scoring position and the lack of scoring. And I think it comes down to, it's one of my favorite things to say at different points of the season, and that is that two things can be true at once. The Padres are not as bad as they've been the last five games. They will hit again. I think we can all guarantee that.
Yep, guarantee you. They will hit again.
But obviously, I think it's fair to have some concern about what they've done, and it has not looked great. The body language isn't great. What happened defensively later in the game yesterday wasn't great. So I thought you guys brought up a great point earlier. Who do you believe the real Padres to be?
Yeah.
Are they the team that started 14-3, or the team that's been under 500 since April 15th, albeit some of that, a good chunk of that, dealing with a lot of injuries? The answer is probably somewhere in the middle. We know it's somewhere in the middle. They're not as bad as they're playing right now. The question is, where is that middle? Is it the high end of the middle? Is it right in the middle? Is it the lower end of the middle? But look, they've got to find a way to get it going. You know, Manny had a couple of hits last night. Does that get him going in the right direction? Maybe. They need Jackson to play better, obviously. I don't know if you guys have looked at the lineup today. Xander's got a day off. Yep. Jose Iglesias is in there today. So I would assume, unless there's something injury-wise going on with Xander, that it's just the day off for Xander, which it very well could be. So we'll see. They got to get the offense going, but you know, the answer lies somewhere in the middle with this team. The question is, when it's all said and done, where is that middle?
Gas Station D-Pill says in the chat, are we at our lowest right now? That's what you hope. hope that this is as bad as it gets. Because any worse, then you're talking White Sox futility of last year if the offense keeps going and defense continues to play like they did yesterday, which is pretty uncharacteristic. So
I'd be surprised if they had another stretch this bad.
Yeah.
But there's certainly no reason it could continue into today.
Well, as we mentioned earlier, there's 0-5 and then there's 0-5. There's different ways to be 0-5, and there's actually some 0-5s you can look at, and you can alibi.
Yeah,
right. You can come in and say, "Bro, I don't care." Like, guy made one bad pitch, and we cost us that game. All right, we move on to the next one. But then there's 0-5 where it's like, "Hey, is anybody playing baseball right now? Does anybody, you know, like, care about this? Do you see these guys? You know, you want to go out and score some runs?" There's different stretches of 0-5s. Some 0-5s you can live with,
yeah,
because it happened, like Ben said, four times in the first half last year.
And I thought, when you guys mentioned that earlier this morning, that it was a really good point to remember that these stretches do happen. This one has been particularly ugly, but I thought it was a great point earlier saying they lost all those. They had 5-game losing streaks multiple times in the first half of last year and went on to win 93 games again. It's a good reminder. It is a really, really long season. It sounds like the most cliche thing in the world, but we all know it to be true. However, this 5-game losing skid has been kind of particularly tough. I will admit, I had also
forgot there had been 4 or 5-game losing streaks. You know where I got that stat? That was from Sammy's post-game show last night.
Oh, nice.
He mentioned it on the post-game show that they had lost 5 in a row. I do remember us panicking every time they lost 5 in a row last year, though.
Natural.
I mean, we do it every time.
It's natural.
Did it 4 times last year, doing it now.
The White Sox morning show doesn't. The Rockies morning show doesn't. Expectations here are different. You know, the Orioles morning show, they should be panicking. This team wins 100 games, you know, and they're the future's supposed to be bright. It's different here. The expectations aren't what they were.
Yeah, and I also think, look, again, two things can be true at once. You cannot freak out over a 5-game losing skid in a really long season and look at last year as sort of a guide to understanding why you shouldn't do that because the year is so long. With that said, there are reasons, I think, for legitimate concern, the lack of production from catcher offensively, even though the Padres have said it repeatedly, that's not what they value right now at that position. That's fine. The lack of production from left field. And I think just the truth that this team, much like it's been in years past, but maybe it is particularly important this year, they are probably going to go as far as their stars collectively
for
go.
Sure.
And when you're not stringing hits together, when your big guys aren't hitting, when you're not hitting with runners in scoring position at all, and you're not a team that slugs at all, it's going to be really hard to score runs.
Tough.
You put all those things together, and all of a sudden, you've scored 3 runs in 5 games. And look, you can also look at the lack of slug as a third of the way through the season is, you know, maybe a little bit concerning, or at least an indicator of how they're going to have to score because they're not slugging. You look at some of the advanced metrics, their collective barrel percentage, and somebody brought this up in the post game yesterday, a caller who I thought actually did a really good job with me. Not that y'all don't do a good job, but this one was particularly good, bringing up some of the advanced stuff. And I was looking it up today, things like barrel percentage and exit velocity. You know, it's collectively hasn't been great, which isn't shocking because they don't slug a ton. So it all kind of makes sense. So, but with that said, they're 27-20 and they're right in this thing. We've got a long way to go.
Yeah.
So again, two things can be true.
We talked a lot yesterday about barrel is not just how well you hit it, but it also requires some launch angle. I believe it's like 20 to 30 something percent. Padres actually EV is fine. They hit the ball hard. They're just not hitting the ball in the air enough. How do you correct that? I don't want to be the one that has to figure it out.
Me neither.
That's the toughest thing. Sammy, we'll let you finish getting ready for the pregame show.
Thank you, buddy.
About 30, 41 minutes away from the start of the pregame show.
We'll hear from Stephen Kolick. Good show coming out.
They need another good pitching performance to give them a chance because, you know, you're probably not going to score 12 today, although it would be very baseball if they did.
Yeah.
All right, before we get to Eno Saris at the bottom of the hour with Smart Baseball, let's play a little Real or Fake.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
Yeah, you can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
Mike is trying to qualify for our grand prize drawing trip to see Bruno Mars in Las Vegas. 2 tickets to his show at Dolby Live at Park MGM on September 3rd. 2-night stay at the Park MGM and a $100 gift card. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good.
Good. All right. The new rule is still in effect. You get one phone a friend for Woods.
Okay.
So otherwise, it's on you. 4 out of 7 is what it takes. You got to separate the real from the fake. And with the Padres in Toronto, a little Canadian-themed real or fake. Canada and the U.S. similar in many ways, but of course there are some differences. The metric system, healthcare, Mounties, and different kinds of candy bars. Today on Real or Fake, I'll give you the name of a candy bar. You tell me if it's a real confection made and consumed north of the border or a fake I've thrown in to fool you. All right, Mike, are you ready for a little Canadian candy talk?
Absolutely.
All right, real or fake Canadian candy bar. Big Turk. Real or fake? Big Turk.
Fake.
That is real.
Dark
magenta Turkish delight covered in chocolate. That's all right. That's just one miss.
What is a Turkish delight?
Turkish delight's kind of like I think it's like an almondy paste.
Shit.
Language. You're all right.
All right. Easy, don't say that again. You haven't lost yet, Mike.
Yeah, you're fine. You're
people,
still in it, buddy.
Many people come back. All right, round number two. You ready?
Jesus.
All right.
Come on.
Snapjack.
Let it rip.
Snapjack. Real or fake, Mike?
Fake.
That is fake.
Yes.
See? All right.
You made that up.
No colorful language. Totally made up. All right, round number three. Eat more. You still have your phone.
That's fake.
That's fake? No, that's real. That was dark toffee, peanuts, and chocolate.
Ooh.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
Very.
All right, round number four.
I would eat more of those.
Mr. Big.
How did you gain all the weight?
Mr. Big. Is that a real or fake Canadian candy bar?
Can I phone a friend on this one, or is it?
All right.
Woods, Sex and Woods, the City what do you character.
Think? Mr.
It's
Big.
Also a band, a band from the 80s, a hair metal band. I'm going to say fake.
He says fake. Mike, what's your answer?
I'll go with him.
You're going to go fake. With him? All right, don't curse because it is real. It's kind of like a giant 100 grand bar with peanuts added.
Delicious.
All right, you need to get the last three right here.
All right, we're all right. We're okay.
Mike, let's go. Chunky Chew. Chunky Chew, real or fake Canadian candy bar?
Real.
Fake.
It's real.
Fake is right.
Oh,
I'm
no!
glad you didn't listen to Woods.
What do you mean? Chunkies are real?
Chunkies are, but a Chunky Chew is not.
Yeah, that's such a trick question.
Well, he got it right, so he's no reason to complain.
Chunkies
all right,
are
here
disgusting,
we go. Round
by
six,
the way.
Coffee Crisp. Coffee Crisp, real or fake?
I would say real on that one.
It is very popular.
Oh my
coffee
God.
Flavor
here we go.
Kit Kat, essentially. So we come down to round seven, as always, for all the marbles.
I'm so nervous.
Real or fake candy bar in Canada, Mike? Yummers. Real or fake?
Fake.
It's fake!
Oh my God! No way! What a comeback!
Mike
holy cow.
Comes back from cursing on the air. Somehow manages
I'm put him
to
on hold before
the
I get a
game.
Big F yeah! I was waiting for an F bomb.
Don't put him back on the air. Or put him in the drawing for the grand prize for Las Vegas because he has won our game today of real or fake. All right, we will come back. Eno Saris is going to join us for a little smart baseball talk. Maybe he can figure out how the Padres can start hitting. Get to that next year on 97.3 The Fan.
Quickly, gang, listen, was telling you, I tell you every day about QC Kinetics, the great work that they do. And I want to talk, obviously, to the person who's in pain right now, or maybe somebody you love is in pain. You've done everything they told you to do. The pain just comes back. You are exhausted. Don't give up. Call QC Kinetics today. They're different. These are not quick fixes. This is a revolutionary treatment. It works to give your body long-term relief. I know this to be true because it absolutely worked for me. Both of my wrists stronger than they've ever been. You'll meet face to face with the QC Kinetics medical team. They'll explain how their regenerative treatments take your body's own healing power, helps heal and restore your damaged tissue. These are very well respected protocols that include potent and powerful cellular level treatments. QC Kinetics has helped tens of thousands of people, many of them right here in San Diego. They would be honored to help you as well. No masking the pain. They're going after the very source of it. Say goodbye to the chronic pain in your back, your shoulder, your hips, and your knees, your wrists. Live your best life today. Find out if you're a good candidate. The consultation is free. Call QC Kinetics today at 619-614-PAIN. 619-614-PAIN. It's 619-614-PAIN. It's QC Kinetics.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
All right, heading towards some early Padres baseball today. So why don't we just get right to it, Paulie, if you would bring on Eno with his open.
It's time for the super polished, yet to be named Smart Baseball Weekly segment with Eno Harris. Saris, son of a bitch. Brought to you by 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from the ballpark by the bay in Chula Vista. Here's Eno Saris with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Baseball's weird. No doubt about that, as we welcome Eno Saris from The Athletic. Eno, we are in the torture chamber here in San Diego. Over the past 5 days, when a team that looked pretty good for the first month and a half of the season has looked historically bad on offense for now a 5-day stretch. And we're trying to make heads or tails of it, and we're going to ask you for your assistance here. Can you make heads or tails of what has happened to the Padres of late?
I mean, I did sound a tiny little warning bell. I don't know if you guys remember. But I did say that, you know, this approach for the Padres right now is very contact oriented, and I think it can look great when you're feasting.
Yes.
They were getting, you know, singles all the time, and they were getting them when they needed them. This is what the famine looks like. You're missing the power a little bit. And one way of saying it is, like, you know, Manny Machado has, I think, like 14 or 15 barrels right now. Barrels are normally home run. If that isn't the one we like, then we can change it, you know. But let's have an objective one that so that people just don't be like, what?
You it know? Does feel like a coin flip going sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, even when they appeal, like, who knows. On the other one, you know, there's just a little bit of error that is inherent in the system, the way that it's done. Basically, the location at the plate is the result of an equation. It's a good equation. It is an equation that basically describes the movement of the ball given the different spin and velocity and all these things. There's 9 points that go into it. And they do test it. And when they tested it with a different system that looked at what is actually happening at the plate, super high frame rate cameras, when they compare the two, the error on average is around 0.1 to 0.2 inches, which is basically what the error that Hawkeye has had in tennis and in soccer. What I want to do, I'm looking at, is trying to describe what that means in percentage calls wrong. Because right now, the umpires are getting 7% wrong. You know? And so if this 0.2 inches means 5% wrong, whoa, why do we go to the ABS just to get 2 percentage points? Is that really what we want? But if this 0.1 to 0.2 inches is more like 1%, then maybe it's worth it to get up to 99% calls right.
Yeah.
I mean, I have an ear for people who want to get every call right. But the challenge system for me is something that's in the middle that allows us to make sure that no big call is wrong. It involves the fans. Everyone gets to see the call being challenged. And then it also really takes the temperature down between the umpire and the player, because the umpire can say, oh, you don't like that call? Challenge it.
Sure.
So I'm into the challenge system. I think that's a good challenge.
I am so in favor of it. I just the last, of course, when your team's scuffling the last 5 games, every single, I mean, Fernando Tatis, perfect example, comes up to lead off the game. Gausman goes fastball low, two balls, then fastball low, still low, called it a strike, 2-1. Then he goes splitty-splitty, at-bat over, 3-0, and 2-1 is a vast difference for your leadoff hitter.
Randy Vasquez started Bo Bichette with six straight strikes, only three of which were actually called strikes.
That's exactly right, man. It just kills you. And it's like, oh, God, when your team's scuffling, these are the kind of things that can take you out of an AB or out of a game, if, you know, seemingly right off the bat. So definitely in favor of it.
One thing that needs to be cleaned up that is interesting, though, is that the strike zone you're seeing on TV is not the strike zone that's in the rule book. Well, it's closer to the strike zone that's in the rule book because it's the front of the plate.
Yeah.
The strike zone they use for ABS and that they use for the challenge system is actually the part of the plate where it goes from being a square to a triangle.
Yep.
You know, it's like it's deeper in the plate. So effectively, and then, you know, they've also been mucking around with the strike zone, in the minor leagues, like sort of squeezing it and making it taller and less wide and all these things. So effectively a young player that comes from AA to AAA to the major leagues, you know, is seeing three different strike zones.
Wow.
And I think there needs to be an effort to, like, make these all the same.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Technically, in geometry, they call that an irregular pentagon, the shape of home plate.
Sorry, yeah. I know.
Oh, it's irregular.
An irregular pentagon.
Oh, because it's a square with a triangle on top.
Right, exactly. It's the irregular pentagon.
Paulie, look how proud he is of himself over here.
I don't need to look at him right now.
Smart baseball segment. I thought we'd just add a little academia to it.
Thank you, Eno.
Thank you very much. Have a good week. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
Let's check traffic, then we'll come back. Got a couple minutes left to wrap things up and get you to the EcoWater SoCal pregame show with Sammy Levitt next year on 97.3 The Fan. Thought Eno made a really good point about a potential challenge system on check swings, because it's like impossible to really totally tell. And even if whatever you set it at least we know, hey, it's out of the umpire's hands. I would love to know, and I don't know that an umpire would ever tell the truth, but how often is that guy who's sitting at first or third, who's looking at a balk, who's looking at whatever, and wasn't really watching the swing, and then they point at him, and he's just got to guess one way or the other, and how they actually do that.
I don't like him.
And it's like, do you look at the crowd and see what their reaction is? Ooh, they think this was a strike. Strike! He went through. There must be times where over the season.
What do you mean,
season,
must be? I bet you it's 85% of the time they hit. I wasn't watching. He didn't go.
And they never go. I don't know.
Yeah, you've never seen it.
Like, no one ever admits, I wasn't watching. I can't make this call.
Didn't see it. Did not see
it. You know it happens.
Yes, of course it does. All their responsibilities, the last thing, they're like, these guys are pretty good. They're going to hit the ball. Good God, man. No, I hate the check swing and the replay. And just like, oh, my God. It was an offer. It wasn't an offer. You know, it's one of those that, yeah, if you can get that thing right and just get it off our plate, that'd be great.
It only takes one swing to turn things right. Hey, the Dodgers were getting no hit last night.
Yep.
Got one swing from Teoscar Hernandez, turned it into a 3-1 win over the Diamondbacks.
After all their moves in the last couple of years, that's their best one, in my opinion.
Their best
acquisition was Teoscar Hernandez.
Shohei wasn't bad.
You know what I'm saying. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know. I mean, in terms of smart, that was
terms,
an obvious.
In terms, yeah, Shohei.
Shohei was obvious.
You get your star.
Teoscar
right?
was a little more savvy and good bang for the buck for what they're getting with him. Yeah.
He's almost unhateable. Yeah, honestly, yeah. He's just that good, and the way he plays the game is I respect that dude a lot, man. He's really good. And yeah, man, they need a big swing from a guy. He's usually the guy that provides it. It's crazy.
Giants lost yesterday to the Royals 8-4. Salvador Perez had a good game, 3-for-5 with a home run, which I hadn't realized. Salvador Perez is having a horrible season.
Yeah.
He's like the worst catcher offensively in baseball with at least 100 plate appearances, which is very unusual.
I'll take him today.
Padres would take him, I'm sure. But the Giants did lose yesterday.
I'll fix him.
You know, the only saving grace is that while the Padres have scuffled, they haven't buried themselves with a huge hole to climb out of.
Yeah.
They're one good week away from getting back to first place, honestly, in the NL West. They just have to start it sooner rather than later. They need to end the offensive skid. They need to end the scuffling, and I would love to see it happen today.
I'd love to see it happen in the first. You know, I mean, if they go down 1-2-3 in the first, it's going to be heart palpitation time. Again, I realize it's only five games, and there's still a lot of games left to play, but you got to show us something, man. Padres fans and everybody deserves to see a max effort today from these guys. You know, they got a tough series ahead in Atlanta. Gonna have to figure out some tough pitching there, but yeah, man, like, you got to win today's game. You have to.
I would be shocked if we didn't see a little extra fire today from the Padres. I mean, they'll at least try. Now, will that lead to more pressing and struggles at the plate? I don't know. It's always possible, but their heads will be in the ball game today. You don't want to go and get embarrassed repeatedly over and over again. No one does.
No. Not those guys.
Yeah, my prediction is they will not play an embarrassing game today.
Will they score a run?
I don't know that they'll score a run. I've lost.
Well, then would that not be an embarrassing game?
2-0 loss is going to be embarrassing to me.
Embarrassing.
I mean, you know.
Against Bowden Francis. Is that his name? Bowden Francis.
I can't wait.
Yeah, Bowden Francis. I'm terrified of this guy already.
All right, we are done. We will be back tomorrow, Friday. Hopefully it'll be a winning Friday. Sammy's got you next with the EcoWater SoCal pregame show. For Paulie Reindl, Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Thursday from all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.